Hey everybody, how are you? I'm doing great, thanks for asking. So this is the third false start I've had because it's so awkward trying to like get these things going because I'm just here in my living room by myself talking to a microphone and there's no feedback. Like I know I mentioned that before, but doing this podcast thing, man, it is night and day different than going up on stage and telling jokes. But we're going to plow into it. We're going to get going. Got a lot of trailers coming out of Comic-Con. A lot of leaked stuff. I don't know why they don't just release the trailers, man. Like, I know that they want to give the guys at Comic-Con, you know, a little something extra, right? But they always end up making it onto the internet at some point anyway, but with, like, shitty quality, you know? So I propose like a 3 to 5 day grace period. Let the nerds at Comic-Con have their moment in the sun where they get to blog. They get to blog about what they saw and, you know, maybe some courageous web commando will record a trailer and leak it. And then, you know, give them a few days to pat themselves on the back and feel, you know, like they're doing something with their lives. And then give us the damn appropriate trailer, man. DC did it right. Superman, they released the full trailer for that and Suicide Squad. And say what you will about Joker's new grill. I didn't mean to rhyme there. I apologize. I didn't know that was going to happen either. But, you know, and I've talked shit about it. I am continually talking shit about it because I think it's a stupid, dumb, stupid thing to have in your face, much less the Joker. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's going to put out some hip-hop albums or something, you know? Let the beat drop. Right? Is that a thing? I don't know. But I'm willing to give it a chance. I'm excited. I think it has the potential. Will Smith, looks great in the full on costume. Little odd every other time. I don't know, man. It's just hard for me to take Will Smith seriously in a comic book movie. I like all of his other stuff. I like him as an actor. Men in Black, Independence Day, great films. But there's just something about him in those trailers I'm not buying. And I think it's just because he's still Will Smith. Like, he's still just, like, fresh princing it up when he's supposed to be this brooding, badass mercenary guy. So, I don't know. You know, of course, those trailers are all out of context. I have no idea what the fuck it's going to look like in the whole thing. But hopefully they pull it off. I think they can. Hold on, let me put my headphones on so I can hear. I always forget to do that, too. Yes, much better. Much, much better. But yeah, I think I got high hopes for that. Deadpool, I saw the leaked Deadpool footage, and holy shit, that movie is, God, I'm looking forward to that. I genuinely can't wait. And they're talking about doing, like, crossover shit. I mean, it's all rumors, you know, but I would like to see Deadpool in the X-Men. But you know what? I need to quit playing gimme gimme, because nobody thought that this movie was actually going to happen. I didn't think this movie was actually going to happen. And now I'm already saying, like, put him in X-Men movies and put him in all this other shit. So let's just see how this pans out first. Don't get too excited, Trevor. Shut up. Yeah. And there's been a lot of Ghostbusters movie hype. I hesitate to call it Ghostbusters 3. I heard Dan Aykroyd was going to be in it, which, God damn it, would be great if it was gonna somehow tie into the plot. Like, if he shows up and he's Ray Stantz and he helps them put the proton packs together and shows them what's up, that would be terrific. I don't think that's what they're gonna do. It doesn't sound like that's what they're gonna do. And one of the rumors was that he's just gonna be a cab driver. And it's like, fuck you. Fuck you a little bit. Because how... God damn it. Like, how tongue-in-cheek, cheese dick nonsense. We don't need that. I don't need... Ah, my God. That would legitimately make me upset. And probably a lot of other people. But if they tie him in as a plot point, that would be terrific. Another big one is Chris Hemsworth being the secretary. And I was not on board with the whole gender pandering thing. I had my suspicions. But now that you're going to get Thor, possibly one of the like the most masculine badass dudes in Hollywood right now, and you're just going to make him be the little bitch boy. He's going to be sitting there bringing coffee and one sugar or two, and they're going to be like, ah. And you know that there's going to be some of those stupid fucking like never send a man to do a woman's job kind of jokes, right? Oh my, if they do that, I swear to God, like that's going to, yeah, nerd guy rage will start coming up. I guarantee it. I can't help it. But if they don't do that, then, you know, well, I think they could be onto something. And the deal is, as far as I'm concerned with the whole gender pandering thing, if those are genuinely the most qualified actors in Hollywood to play Ghostbusters, then I'm all for it. And it very well, that could be the case. But it does seem like it was a little bit of Paul Feig going like, haha, I'm going to be the guy that, you know, puts women in all these movies and everybody's going to think I'm some kind of big hero. And no, it actually kind of makes you a dick a little bit. Because what you're saying is that, here, ladies, let me open that door for you because I'm afraid that your frail little girl arms aren't going to be enough to handle it. No, they can do it. They're perfectly fine actors on their own right. They're in a place now where they don't need a man's help. So hopefully that's not it. Hopefully they don't make a big, a few vagina jokes I think would be fine. Because there was a few dick jokes in Ghostbusters. But it wasn't, you know, like the humor wasn't predicated on that. There was a lot of really subtle, smart humor in that. So if they do that and they're not trying to make a big statement, you know, like they're not trying to drag Ghostbusters into this PC culture gender war bullshit, then I'm all for it. But if that's what they're doing, I'm going to be slightly pissed because, you know, just let it die. If that, you know, if that's what you're going to do, if you're going to reboot it just to make some sort of social commentary, you just, you know, leave it in the past. Let those two movies exist on their own because they really didn't get too big into social commentary. You might be able to make the case for Ghostbusters 2 because they were talking about be nice to each other, but that's the kind of message that'll hold up over time. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be reflective on this one era of, you know, dudes treating women like shit, I guess. Or, yeah, maintaining some sort of subjugative... I honestly don't know. I don't know that much about it because, A, I'm not a woman. And, B, I'm not a rich dude. So, I don't have people under my thumbs. I don't walk around in a suit, you know, making plots to, I don't know, pave over summer camps and whatever. Whatever evil guys do. Round up small children and make them sew Nikes together. Is that something? See, I don't even know. And if I was rich, I wouldn't fuck with anybody. I would get rich enough to buy a yacht and I would just sail the fuck as far away as I could from any other human beings. I would just drop anchor in international waters and probably drink beer and touch myself. And I would do no harm to no one. Just fire guns off the bow. Probably be a thing. Jump out, maybe try to hitch a ride with a dolphin for a little bit. Not gonna mess with the dolphin. I hear they're pretty friendly for the most part. I'm just gonna go down, tootle around. He'll take me back. Take me for a few laps around the ocean. Maybe we'll cut surf on some, you know, rogue waves out there. Some kind of, I don't know, perfect storm shit. Just me and my dolphin cruising through. Maybe a pod of dolphins. Maybe I'll have a whole pod. I don't know. Anyway, then they would take me back to my yacht, and I would make pancakes for everyone. Because that's the kind of guy I am. So, yeah. If I, even if I was rich, and that's probably why I would never be rich, is because in order to be rich, I think you kind of have to fuck people over, and I just don't. It's not that I'm not willing to fuck people over, I just don't have the energy. I just don't care that much. And I would rather, honestly, I would rather just sit at home and eat some delicious poppy seed strawberry chicken salad from Panera Bread. That's my jam lately. That I found out that Panera Bread has a drive-thru, and I'm pretty sure that that's the only reason that I'm not going to have a heart attack in 5 years, is because I'm actually, because of that drive-thru, going there and, you know, paying $10 for salad. But, you know, that might be a little too much. But you can't put a price on health, and God knows I'm not going to make a salad. That's for sure. So give me a second here, folks. Yeah, you know, and another thing about Ghostbusters 3. I'm not sure I'm buying it. Four women? Scientists? Really? Come on. Get out of here. And they're going to invent proton packs? Maybe if one of them was Asian. I'm just fucking around. I don't know why I threw that in there at the last minute. Ghostbusters 3 was done, and then I had to say some really sexist shit. But, no, I wanted to bring it back in, because there was... I want to talk about Ernie Hudson, actually, is what it is. The unsung hero of the Ghostbusters. A lot of people call that tokenism. A lot of people call that tokenism. I do not. I actually think that he's one of the... maybe the most important character. I don't know. Let's do the math here. So, I think despite the fact that we all love Peter Venkman and Bill Murray, he's definitely expendable. Definitely, like, if that was a real team... he would probably be the weak link. Because, you know, Ray Stantz built the, you know, got the car, built the car, took out three mortgages so that they could get the firehouse. Pretty important, right? Egon, he's the one making all the shit, right? And Zedmore, Winston Zedmore, he's just kind of the everyday guy. He's the one, he's the one kind of keeping everything together. And from a storytelling standpoint, I like him a lot. And he's super pivotal from a storytelling standpoint because he's the one that, like, is kind of our access as regular everyday Joes. He's kind of the one that we tend to identify with as people watching the Ghostbusters because he's the everyday guy. He's the dude just sitting, you know, hey, I need a job. Give me a job. What is this? I got a... nuclear accelerator on my back. Don't worry. I'm fine. I'm good to go. Send me out there. Put me in, coach. Right? And he's also the only one that, like, you really see shifts in his personality. Him and Sigourney Weaver, I think that those are the two, like, from a storytelling standpoint, that, like, tie that whole universe together and make it realistic. Because otherwise, the other three guys are just kind of caricatures. Like, Ray is just always enthusiastic. Who do you know that's always enthusiastic that isn't on, like, Prozac or something, right? Egon is just always balls of the walls, serious and smart. Venkman, always cracking jokes. No matter what happens, he's always cracking jokes. They're kind of, you know, these polarized dudes, but through Ernie Hudson and Sigourney Weaver, their characters, we kind of see that... There's shifts. There's changes in personality traits. You know, like if something warrants being frightened, they'll be frightened. If something warrants being angry, they'll be angry. You know, they're not like so one dimensional. And I think that kind of fleshes out the cast and the characters and makes that how ridiculous it would be. You know, the 50-foot. Marshmallow Man and all that kind of thing. It makes that realistic. So hopefully they do that with the new one, because otherwise there are going to be problems. If they try to attack it Bridesmaid style, they're going to turn it into some kind of farty fat girl falls down slapstick bullshit comedy. And that's not in the proper vein of Ghostbusters at all. And I know I'm nerding out on this. I get it. And some of you might not be on board, might not be as passionate as I am about it, but guess what? It's my goddamn podcast. Yeah. Anyway, so hopefully they do that. Had some shows over the weekend. Let's talk about that. Let's get back into the... Let's try and make this comedy podcast funny. Or maybe not. Maybe this is some sort of genre-defying podcast for the ages. I don't know. Anyway. God damn it, dude. I wish I could find out. I got this popping in my microphone, and it's getting worse every time I do this, and I really wish I could figure out what it is and stop it. But I can't. Anyway, yeah, so I had a few shows. Thursday night I was in Visalia, and that was, there wasn't a big crowd, but that's fine with me. I don't mind that. But small crowds in big rooms tends to make things awkward, and that's what it was. But that was their first time doing that thing, and it was an open mic, but I was booked. So I guess I headlined the open mic. I don't know. That should give you some hint as to where I'm at in my career. Headlining open mics, right? I made it, Mom. Jeez. Anyway, but it was cool because I liked seeing that the owner of the at least the manager, I don't know. I think she owned it. And I didn't even get her name. Damn it. She was such a nice lady, and I didn't get her name. But, you know, she was really enthusiastic. I guess she had worked at a place where Gabriel Iglesias had come up or something like that. So, you know, she was really into comedy, really wanted there to be a successful mic there and book shows and whatnot. So that was cool, and I liked doing that. And you know what? They gave me some money, and I can't be upset with that, you know? I'll do just about anything for money. Just a big old whore. Big old whore for cash. Just a clown whore. That's me. Clown whore. Then on Friday, I went to Fresno and played this showcase at in a hallway, basically. It was like in a hallway in this little mall area, like a mallish area. And, Jesus, well, that show was rough. That show was rough. You had, like, there was a family, like, three tables of, like, middle-aged Mexican ladies. And then, like, behind them was old white people for, like, a good six rows. And then behind them were just a mix of everyone from, like, 18 to maybe 25. So it was really hard to find jokes that would hit all those demographics. And it was this big, long, like, hallway kind of room. So, you know, unless you were getting the people up front to laugh every time, it just felt weird. Like, it just felt like, I don't know, like you were talking to yourself. And, and I got heckled by some random, like, okay, this was at a tea shop thing. Like, there was a tea shop. So people weren't even drunk. I understand when people are drunk and they heckle. Because, like, I get drunk and I do dumb shit, too. I understand. I don't always like it. But sometimes I don't mind it. You know, it just depends. And, but this lady, I was doing a bit about being in the military that she didn't like. Because my view on the military is, you know, I'm honest. I hated being in the military when I was in the military. I didn't mind fighting the war. Did not mind that. But military lifestyle is just, it's weird. And it's kind of awful in a way. And that's sort of the shit that I address in the bit. And she didn't like it because her brother was a Marine. And apparently her brother, the big shot war hero, needed her to defend him. Right? So, oh God. I just, you know, very rarely do I actually want to, like, take the mic stand and just spear someone with it. But this was one of those times. Usually I get it. Usually I go, all right, my stuff's not for everybody. I understand that. But she's just sitting there with her just stupid thumb down like she's Julius fucking Caesar. And it's all she's doing. And it's just like the dumbest fucking thing you can do is just sit there and just go, bleh. You make this noise, you go, bleh, and you do the thumbs down. And I mean, Jesus Christ, it was a comedy show. Like, did she not know I was kidding? You know, we weren't at a monster truck rally. We weren't at WrestleMania, right? Just sit there and shut up. Don't laugh. I don't, you know, if you don't like a joke, don't laugh. That's the worst thing you can do to a comic, is not laugh at them. But you disrupt the show like that, you're just fucking making it worse for everyone else around you. And everybody else now is just like, you know, angry. And then I got angry. And then, yeah, I said some shit. And then I said some more shit. And then she tried to say some shit, but her shit wasn't as good as my shit. And then I tried to go back to my act, but I was still kind of pissed at that point. And so, yeah. Anyway, I got a few jokes, got the crowd back on my side, and then I bailed. I did the old, hey, there's a laugh, I'm out situation. And then I got paid in, alright. Yeah, so, well, Caitlyn Jenner got her ESPY. One thing that confused me about that, and from the look on J.J. Watt's face, he was confused as well. Why someone would go through all the surgery and hormone therapy to look like a woman, but not make any effort whatsoever to maybe not sound like Admiral Akbar. Like, that's... Like, I'm fine with it. I don't give a shit. But, it was weird. It was jarring a little bit that Caitlyn Jenner comes up and, you know, definitely looks like a lady. And then all of a sudden, just Akbar comes out. Just, it's a trap. Transgender. I have to steal the battle plans for the... yeah. J.J. Watt... definitely had the look of like a confused baby. He looked like you know when you take something from a baby and they don't have object permanence, so they just kind of like, where did that go? I don't understand that it's behind your back. You made it disappear. Like you did a magic trick. Like that's kind of what J.J. Watt looked like. He was just like, what? How is that lady making that voice come out of her mouth? This is what magic is this? So that was interesting. A lot of people mad that young girl that had cancer didn't get it, and I understand. I understand. I think that just, I don't know, man. I'm cynical. I think that was just the whole Hollywood hand job thing. You know what I mean? You're just gonna get their gal in there because the old Kardashian clan bought them off or whatever, or maybe they want a piece of that $50 million or whatever the fuck he's gonna get for doing his reality show or her reality, whatever. Dude, you know what? I'll go out of my way to call him a her when he fixes his fucking voice. All right. Walks like a lady, talks like a man. Yeah, you're just, I don't know. I feel like the slip up is forgivable. So, let's see. Shows I got coming up. Taft on the 24th, I believe, at the Bank with Greg Santos and Billy Bunnell. Both very funny guys. No strangers to Taft, either. I've done a few shows with them there. So, should be interesting, because I've never done a show in Taft that didn't have... didn't end with some weird story that involves someone questioning my sexuality and me fearing for my life. Okay? So that's always a real treat, right? but it's at that was always at the Oasis, and the Oasis is, I mean, that place is, they might as well just call it the zoo, because that's pretty much, it's just fucking apes, man. Apes. Seriously. People get drunk. And I'm not even blaming them. Because you hear a lot of stories about how ill-behaved Taftians are. And how, you know, like racist they are and all this kind of thing. And I think it all comes down to they're just situated in this sweltering, hot asshole of California with nothing to do except drink. So you get a bunch of like sun-stroked, bored, drunk people. And yeah, shit's going to ensue. Things are going to happen. And not all of them are going to be very, reflect very positively on the rest of humanity. So, but this place, the bank, seems like it's a little nicer joint. Seems like a lot of the riffraff will probably meander to the Oasis, and hopefully it'll be people that actually want to see comedy instead of people that just want to get drunk and yell shit, which is basically what you get at the Oasis, even though the staff there isn't great. But yeah, dude, the last few times I've been out that way, man, it's just fist fights and ruckus. Hold on. Uh-oh. Did that do anything? All right. I started fucking with knobs. And I don't know what I just did. So, hopefully. But I think I'm going to end that there because I really don't know what the shit to talk about this week. I'll come back at you next week. Till then, enjoy your weekend or whatever it is you're doing when you listen to this. All right? Fuck you, Jeff.